I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Happy Thursday, everyone, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. It is time for our weekly gratitude practice. It is the holidays. I feel like we all have so much to be grateful for. I hope you feel in your heart that you have a lot to be grateful for. If you don't, that's what today's practice is all about. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Now, I know not everyone who listens to this show celebrates Christmas, so I wanted to have a gratitude practice that focuses more on the heart of what this holiday means for me. So as we go into our gratitude practice today, I actually want us to bring our gratitude or bring our energy toward a moment we have spent with a loved one this week that we are so grateful for. A loving moment, a special moment, a moment of precious sweetness, a moment of presence, a special moment that you have spent with a loved one this week that you are oh so grateful for. You can close your eyes if you like, take a breath, and just see what comes to mind right away. Now, maybe you are already spending time with family and you're seeing the family for the holidays. Maybe you've had an unexpected moment with a family member that felt really sweet and precious. Maybe the moment that comes to mind is the same person you wake up next to every single morning, right? Could be your kids, your parents, your spouse, your loved one, your best friend, your pet, even if you want to go there for sure. Doesn't have to be a human person that you're grateful for right now. Some loved one, right, that you feel in your heart so much gratitude for. For me, I feel like I get really repetitive, but I especially this week, just seeing my daughter's eyes light up around everything that has to do with Christmas, around every time we mention Santa, around decorating the tree. There's just so much gratitude in her. I can feel the gratitude in her four-year-old little body. It's just emanating from her being all day long. So it's impossible for me to not bring my awareness to her, how grateful I am for all of these precious moments spent with her. And especially this week, because I feel like being a parent, I get to relive and re-experience that special Christmas magic, but through her eyes. So she makes Christmas so much more special for me every year. And as she grows older and we have more in-depth conversations and just how her mind works around all of these things, it continues to blow my mind. And I am so grateful for her and so grateful I get to be a mother. Who is it that you are grateful for right now? Or what is that precious, special moment you spent with a loved one this week? Hold that moment in your heart. Feel the thank you that you really have in your body, that thank you that just grows from your heart space and expands. Feel and embody that. Take a full deep breath in. Open the mouth and let go. Now, I would love it if you found this person or animal or pet, of course. I would love it if you found them and you told them how grateful you are for their presence in your life. Do it. Do it. It's the holidays. Now is the time. Tell them you love them. Tell them you're thankful for them. Even though you might be assuming that they already know, it's one of those things that we just never tire of hearing of. Share your gratitude. Speak it out loud. Have a beautiful rest of the day. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.